You are Locked On Balls, your daily podcast on the Tennessee Volunteers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Good Thursday, everybody. Welcome to Locked On Vols. It's your team every day. I'm your host, Eric Kane. Today's episode brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. Got a fun show planned out here for a Thursday. Of course, again, I'm your host, Eric Kane, radio personality in Knoxville, Tennessee, a writer for the Rivals.com website covering the University of Tennessee, that is VolQuest. A question I posed on the social mediums, the Ed Orgeron Twitter machines yesterday, and that was simply, it's a question that I asked Josh Ward in our conversation on Ward Wednesday. Just came to me whenever I was doing the interview, just randomly. Who is the face of Tennessee football right now? Not past and present. You can go Reggie White, you can go Johnny Majors, you can go Philip Fulmer, you can go Peyton Manning, of course. I'm not talking past. I'm talking guys right now. So who would be the face of Tennessee football on this roster right now? And it's pretty difficult to answer. And so I had a lot of fun with it. I'm going to give you my take in segment one. In segment three, I'm going to read off and discuss some of your takes. Got a lot of attraction on social media, at LockedOnVols and at underscore Kaner. And so that's kind of the premise of the show today. And sandwiched around all that, catching up with WBR's own, Tegna's own, Luis Fernandez. Checking in, asking him about Tennessee baseball. Big series coming up against Arkansas. This weekend, number one Arkansas. We're going to have a fun interview on Friday as well, previewing that series. So that's kind of the show layout here for today's show. Again, this is a Thursday Locked On Vols, and as always, guys, I can't thank you enough for listening and hanging out with me. So who is the face of Tennessee football right now? You know, like I was talking with Josh, it was kind of easy. You know, even when Tennessee's down, it's kind of easy to pinpoint kind of who's the guy, you know, for Tennessee. And, you know, Trey Smith was that guy. Henry T was that guy on defense. Before those guys, Juwan Jennings was that guy. Josh Dobbs was that guy for Tennessee. You know, Derek Barnett was a guy for Tennessee. Who is the guy for Tennessee right now? And it's pretty difficult. You know, a lot of your responses are players I'm going to talk about right now and why I think they could be or they couldn't be, but right now it's just simply not. And it's kind of a trick question, and you're going to hear it from Lewis here in a minute, and this was my answer as well. I didn't tell him this in the interview. Full disclosure, I recorded this interview in a separate studio earlier in the day, but I think the face of Tennessee football right now is Josh Heupel. And you never wanted to be your head coach. I get that, but with all the roster turnover, players leaving the program, with the guys coming in who are unproven, who the fans don't really know about, for the guys on this roster who have played some but haven't really proven enough yet to be considered the guy, I think you go to your head coach. And, you know, Josh Heupel's coming in trying to implement his philosophy, his culture, obviously his offensive scheme. I think he's doing a nice job of all that so far. And so I think it is Josh Heupel. Let's just, you know, right off the bat, I think you're going to hear the name Velus Jones Jr. a lot. I like Velus, and it took Tennessee until the eighth game of the season last year to start throwing the football. I don't understand that. His stats are not that impressive from last year, but keep in mind it was really only out of two or three games at the tail end of the season before they started actually utilizing Velus Jones Jr. And so he needs to step up and prove that he is a wide receiver that can do more. But Velus Jones Jr. is a guy that this coaching staff, that this program has really kind of put out there as a spokesman. You always see him being interviewed by us in the media. You always see him doing the social media stuff at Vol underscore football. He's a good guy. He's well-spoken. He's a nice kid. He's got the respect of his teammates. And so he's a guy that you want to put out there as kind of a representative of your university right now. He needs to prove more. So he's not an easy go-to guy for me right now. Jalen Hyatt's another guy. I mean, he was a freshman last year, and he looked pretty good, but, you know, he's still young in the program, only been here a year, so I wouldn't say him. Quarterbacks, no quarterbacks right now. You know, some guys will throw out Harrison Bailey because of the spring game, and that's fine, but in my opinion, no quarterback is the face of the team right now because you don't know who it's going to be. Running backs, same situation, just not a lot of returners there that have a huge buy-in to the team as far as last year's success and failures. Offensive line, you could say Cade Mays, yeah, but Cade Mays would be such an easy guy to be like the face of Tennessee football, but he spent his first 2 years in Georgia, after going to Knoxville Catholic High School, came back in 2020. He's very much part of the team now, and that's great, playing with the brother Cooper. But Cade Mays, I wouldn't consider him the face of Tennessee football right now. Those are just some of the names that, I mean, he's certainly the best player on the team. Thalys, Jalen, those are good players, but some of the better players on the team. But I'm talking about face of the program, like a Juwan Jennings, like a Trey Smith. Go to defense. I think the conversation when we talk about the topic I have right now is Alante Taylor. Alante Taylor is a guy that's been here since a freshman, started just about every game he's played in, okay? He is a guy that represents Tennessee in the Southeastern Conference at meetings and leadership seminars and stuff like that. So he is literally already taking on a conference leadership role. Right, you know, we all remember the story about Greg Sankey. I think it was during the SEC men's basketball tournament when Greg Sankey was being interviewed by Tom Hart and part of that broadcast crew on the SEC Network, and you know, talking about how a year ago at the time of the broadcast, when everything started shutting down, and the work that it took to getting players back out on the field and the courts and on the diamonds and all that. And he even referenced Alante Taylor. He said, "Hey, I'll take a nose swap every single day if that means I get to go play football." So Alante Taylor is a leader, but he's not in this category that I'm kind of looking for right now, but I do believe that's where the conversation starts. At linebacker, well, let's skip over that, guys. On the defensive line, I mean, there's guys that's been here forever, but still no one I'm talking about. But Tyler Barron's a guy that I think potentially can be there. I mean, I really do. I think Tyler Barron, he's a homegrown kid, played a lot as a freshman. He's stepping up as a leader on this defense. He's going to have a huge role in this defense for Tim Banks in 2021. But again, he hasn't proven enough, in my opinion, yet. And that's to no fault of his own. I mean, he's a young kid. But guys like Tyler Barron, guys like Jalen Hyatt, you know, those type of guys are who I believe will step into this role probably by the next time we have this conversation a year from now. But this is kind of a unique conversation to have, and one you really got to think about. The easy answer is whoever the starting quarterback is. Well, we don't know who the starting quarterback is on this football team right now. And it could very well be Joe Milton from Michigan. It could be Hendon Hooker from Virginia Tech. It could be Harrison Bailey, you know, right here from Tennessee. Bron Maurer still in the mix. Caden Salter is going to throw his hat in the ring here in a little bit. But we have no clue who the quarterback is of this football team right now. We just really don't. I think Jalen McCullough is a guy that can step up in this role. He's played an awful lot since coming on as a true freshman in 2019. But he's not there yet, in my opinion. So any way you want to spin it, it's pretty difficult. I mean, when you look at Tennessee basketball, John Fulkerson, boom. John Fulkerson's been here 6 years. This is going to be his sixth year. And even though he's not the most talented guy on the court, he's the team leader. He's the guy that the fans, you know, gravitate to. He is a very important, you know, fixture of this team's culture and obviously the ability on the court. You know, John Fulkerson's the easy answer for Tennessee basketball. Again, last year's football team, it's Trey Smith, it's Henry Tuol-Tuol. Those are kind of the guys. The years before that, you know, Juwan Jennings. I mean, he was the alpha dog, if you will. Joshua Dobbs, the time before that. You know, and you can go on and all the way back, you know, to the early 2000s. You can pretty much find a dog on each team. But it's a really interesting conversation to have. And so what do these players need to do in order to elevate themselves to being this guy that I'm talking about? And again, it can be different for anyone that it's how you interpret it. You know, for me, you got to be really good on the football field. You've got to be a teammate and a team leader, and you got to have a good rapport with the media. You don't always have to have a good rapport with the media, but it helps. And so all these guys that I've mentioned checked all those boxes in being great on the field, good with the media, a guy players look up to in the locker room. Tennessee just doesn't have that right now because you thought that Henry Tuol-Tuol would step up and be that guy. He's no longer here. Wanya Morris, a guy that's been here for a while, he's no longer here. Eric Gray, a guy that's been here for a while, that played a whole lot of football, he's no longer here right now. You have your quarterbacks, JT Shroud, Jerry Garantano, are playing elsewhere out in the West. Any way you look at it, it's a difficult conversation to have. That's why I would say Josh Heupel. And as you'll hear from Lewis here in just a moment, to not quote Jeremy Pruitt when asked who the leader on the football team is right now, and he said me, in the first couple months on the job, I think there's some truth to that, in my opinion. And right now, I would say it's Josh Heupel. And so, interesting conversation to have for sure. What's your take? I mean, if you haven't got to me on social media, DM me, tweet me. I put it out there at _Caner and at Locked On Vols on Wednesday. Who is the face of Tennessee football right now on the current roster? It's a little harder than you think when you start to break it all down. So interested to see what you guys have to say about that. We'll catch up with Luis Fernandez, our friend at WBR, Channel 10, and Tegna coming up here in segment number 2. And we'll get to your responses on social media on this topic in segment number 3. But first, let me remind you about my friends at rockauto.com. Family business serving auto parts to customers online for 20 years. You can go right now to rockauto.com and shop for the auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules to brake parts, to tail lamps, motor rolls, even new carpets. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, you can get everything you need in just a few easy clicks delivered right to your door. RockAuto.com catalog, it's unique and remarkably easy to navigate through. You can quickly see all the parts that are available for your vehicle, and you can choose the brands, the specifications, and the prices that you prefer. Best of all, guys, you know about it, prices at rockauto.com, always reliably low, the same for the professionals or the do-it-yourselfers. So why spend up to twice as much for the same parts when you get them cheaper online at rockauto.com from a family-owned and operated business? Go to rockauto.com right now, see all the parts available for your car, your truck. When you're there, write Locked On in the How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com. Welcome back into Locked On Vols here in segment number 2 of a Thursday show. I want to bring in our friends from Tegna once again and touch base with them, Luis Fernandez. And he does a little bit of everything over there at Channel 10, WBR in Knoxville. How are you doing today, man?
Good, man. I'm living my best life out here. Looking forward to this baseball series this weekend.
Yeah, let's go ahead and start there, man. Huge. We'll talk football, of course, here in a second. But huge series coming up. Fourth-ranked Volunteers. Everything Tennessee Tech could give them late in that ball game on Tuesday, they did. But Tennessee holds on and 38-11 record. And heading into the weekend, it'll be number 1 versus number 4, full capacity, a big-time series coming up here at Lindsey Nelson Stadium.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I think it's the environment is so important for this. The timing of it, I think, is really fun, you know, because there's only 4 home games left in the regular season. And they'll go back to 50% capacity should they host a regional. But for it to happen against the number one team in the country, the consensus number one team for so long in Arkansas, a team that has been so impressive. I mean, you look at the SEC in general, right? And in the top 5 in most polls you look at, you're going to have at least 4 SEC teams in there with Vanderbilt. And Arkansas has just been at the top of the pack for so long. I mean, Mississippi State is a top 5 team just like, you know, Tennessee. And Arkansas swept them earlier this year. So I think this is going to be a great barometer for Tennessee to see truly where they stand. If you win the series, my goodness, I mean, amazing. If you compete in 2 games and win, well, at least 1 game, I think that's a pretty good takeaway, too. This is going to be a really good check-in for Tennessee with the SEC tournament just on the horizon.
Hey, you've been in this market, you know, covering Tennessee for a couple of years now. You remember back when, you know, Tennessee wasn't so great and trying to get some players, you know, bring into the program to kind of build this culture. And then Tony Vitello comes in. What can you say about just how far this program has come with Vitello? And on the flip side of that, man, how hard, in your opinion, is it going to be for Tennessee to hold on to him this offseason with the likes of A&M, LSU, most likely going to become Colin?
Oh, man. See, that's ultimately the question. You've seen the success that Tony Vitello has brought to Tennessee building. You know, he's a very talented coach, very charismatic. He's someone who, you know, everyone just seems to love, everyone seems to gravitate towards in this program, in this fan base. What's happened with Tennessee baseball over the past, you know, couple of years has been really cool to see, because you've always felt like that potential was there. You know, there may not be an MLB team in East Tennessee, but, you know, you have the Braves fans. You have the Cardinals fans. You have all those different kind of fan bases that really are very passionate about baseball here. So you saw that this could happen. You know, Lindsey Nelson Stadium is a great complex for, you know, a time just to spend a weekend and go watch some baseball. So I think Tony Vitello said on Tuesday night, and I think this is pretty fair, the baseball team has truly earned the folks that are hopping on the, quote, bandwagon. You know, it's been a long time coming, and they've played very well to get to this point. And I think it's just kind of this perfect storm when you have everything that's happened over the past year with the pandemic, right? And this kind of everyone being cramped up, so concerned about, you know, okay, is it safe to go outside? What are we doing? And now you finally kind of have this moment where vaccination rates are higher. They feel more comfortable in the way they're rolling out this plan to get to this point where they're 100% capacity. And it just, it's, I think it's really going to be a truly kind of, you know, full circle moment for Tennessee baseball, for a lot of Tennessee fans in general, this weekend when Arkansas comes to town. In terms of Tony Vitello long term, I think a lot of that has to do with what Tennessee as a university is willing to put into the baseball program and put into him. I think he has proved that they are a very good team and that they can win long term at Tennessee. So how much do you value that? I think it should be valued. Just look at last year, right? Before the season gets canceled, Tennessee is leading the nation in home runs. They're one of the more explosive offenses in the country. They have a lot of talent. They're trending in a very good direction in SEC play. And all of a sudden, you know, the season's cut short. So I think the success is going to be able to be maintained for a long term. So if Tennessee wants to keep Tony Vitello, they have to, you know, put their money where their mouth is and then make sure you give him a reason to stay in Knoxville.
Yeah, it's going to be a whole lot of fun. And, you know, as we discussed on this podcast earlier, a couple of weeks ago, you know, against Florida, against Vanderbilt, you know, how big a boy are you? Well, Arkansas and South Carolina to finish off the regular season, another tremendous challenge for this top five Tennessee baseball team. Hey, Lewis, so some big news in Tennessee football. The Heupel era officially going to be kicked off 2 days sooner than expected, moving from Saturday to Thursday, 8 o'clock Eastern time on the SEC Network. What are your thoughts on Tennessee kind of having the conference to themselves on Thursday night and kind of the environment that's going to be there in Neyland on that Thursday night?
I think it's funny because this is announced and immediately you saw people kind of divided on this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Some folks, I think they look at Thursday games, they're like, you know, that feels kind of like almost like the Thursday night football in the NFL. It's like, oh, okay, great, cool. Now we get to watch them do that. But, you know, I think at this point, Tennessee needs as much positive light and positive attention as possible. So ultimately, I think it's a net positive, especially, or I should say, with the like asterisks of you come in and you take care of business against Bowling Green. I was actually looking back a couple of, you know, in the past few years, and, you know, there's a lot of times, you know, everyone puts on the rose-colored glasses going into the season, and then that first game happens, and all of a sudden it's like Tennessee fans just get smacked in the face by a brick, you know? Whether you look at Georgia State, West Virginia, I mean, Jared Garantano literally got smacked in the face on the first play against West Virginia to start the season. You look at last year, there's just a lot of times there's been the positive momentum has ended very quickly. So if you get the chance to come out against Bowling Green and show off this Josh Heupel offense, get up there, move at a very fast pace, really put up points, have a lot of success against Bowling Green. Yes, I understand it's Bowling Green. That's the kind of positive light that Tennessee needs right now as a program. I saw some people talking about too, okay, well, we get a couple of days off before, you know, we have to play Pitt the next day. It's like, okay, let's go ahead and take a deep breath on that perspective at this point. But, you know, if you come out and you take care of business against Bowling Green, I think playing on Thursday is a fantastic opportunity. Of course, if you're on the national spotlight and you know, it's a close game or you lose to Bowling Green, then we have a different story. Then you'd rather play on noon on Saturday.
Yeah, Tennessee has lost that game before on Saturday. Never forget 2019, of course, Georgia State and the BYU downfall disaster there at the end of the week following. Last thing, man, I'll get you out the door, and I appreciate you joining me as always. I asked Josh this earlier in the week, and it just kind of came to me. I mean, just kind of spur of the moment, and it turned out to be a good conversation. There's been so much roster turnover, subtractions, additions, 3-7 last year, a coaching change. Who is the face of Tennessee football right now on the current roster? I mean, Trey Smith, Juwan Jennings, Josh Dobbs, you can go back the last couple of teams. But right now, who's the face of Tennessee football?
Oh, man. That's a really good question.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, it's hard.
Oh, my gosh. because you think about it for a second, I'm going through, and every name that's popping up, like, oh, no, they're not there anymore.
Yep.
They're not there anymore. Gosh. You know, I hate to take, it feels like a bit of a cop-out, but, you know, I'm going to go with Josh Heupel. You know, I hate to invoke Jeremy Pruitt's name right now, but I remember early on in his tenure, he said, you know, we don't have leaders on this team. I have to be the leader on this team. And I think that's kind of the situation that Josh Heupel is in right now. I'm sure you can go through, and I think it's going to be, you know, when we get to say, you know, 1-2 weeks into the season or even in the fall camp, you're going to be able to quickly identify, oh, that's the person right there. That's the guy right there. But for right now, I think you have to go with Josh Heupel. He has to be the one that kind of sets the standard for the program and make the adjustments. You know, because that's ultimately what he walked into, and that's what he chose to do when he came to the SEC, when he came to Tennessee. And honestly, I think that's, if you were to ask him, that's probably what he would want as well. You know, this team has been through a lot in just the past calendar year, and you don't want to put any excess pressure on these players right now as they deal with this. So I'm going to say Josh Heupel for now. If you ask me 3 weeks into the season, I'm sure I'll be able to give you someone else, because I could talk about this for a while, man. Because look at the quarterbacks. I don't think it's fair to put on any of the quarterbacks. All the offensive players who have stood out in the past few years, they're not there anymore, whether it be through graduation or transfer. And defensively, I mean, like Alante Taylor.
Yeah.
That if you want to go with someone like who's a leader in the locker room, that might be your guy. But ultimately, I think it would have to fall on Josh Heupel's shoulders.
It's a brain teaser for sure. I think that's a great conversation here for the offseason, and hopefully that won't be so difficult to answer, you know, come September and as we venture
throughout the season.
Josh say? Just curious. Josh, he mentioned Alante Taylor. I mean, Alante, obviously, he does leadership. He represents Tennessee for the SEC, a leadership position there. So Alante Taylor is a guy that comes to mind. Cade Mays is a guy that comes to mind. But, I mean, none of these guys are the slam dunks. Henry T on the defense, Trey Smith, Juwan Jennings, you know, guys like that. So it is difficult.
Good question, man. You got me thinking now.
Oh, no, I got somebody thinking. All right, he is Luis Fernandez. Of course, our friends at Tegna, Channel 10 WBR, does a fantastic job. He's a weekend news anchor, sports reporter, and always enjoy having you on the pod, man. We'll do it again soon.
Sounds good, man. Thank you so much.
A big thanks to Luis Fernandez for checking into the podcast, and as always, big thanks to our friends over at Tegna for helping us here in this partnership with the Locked On Podcast Network. We'll continue on with a Thursday Locked On Vols on the other side, but BetOnline, I got to tell you about BetOnline first. BetOnline AG, you guys know it's so easy to navigate through. It's the fastest way to bet on all your sports action, whether that's Major League Baseball, whether that's NFL props, whether that's that's horse racing. You got the Preakness coming up this weekend. The NBA playoffs will be going next weekend. The NHL. Whatever you want to do, again, it's the fastest, easiest way to place a bet and to indulge in your sports action. There's also a ton of bonuses and contest information that you can get a part of, and you can check it out on your laptop or your mobile device when you head on over to BetOnline. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore. It's your chance right now to get in the game and prep as your teams prep for their runs in the playoffs, and you can make a run in your wallet to come out in the green. Head on over to the website or on your mobile device, sign up today, and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. All you got to do is use that promo code LOCKEDON. Promo code LOCKEDON for 50% off or 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. What that means is if you put in $200 on your first deposit, they're going to give you $100. You put in $50, they're going to give you $25. I mean, literally handing you over free money to go and make some more money, all for your convenience. You can do whatever you need to get done, and you can do it in an efficient manner. It is literally so easy to navigate through, and I enjoy doing it on my mobile device. I do it just about a couple times a week at betonline.ag. BetOnline, again, Locked On, 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, let's conclude here a Thursday. Locked On Vols. Locked On Vols on Twitter at _Caner as well, and you can find every listening platform available and all the social contents by clicking the Linktree link that's in the Twitter bio of @_Caner and @LockedOnVols whenever you want to find how to listen to this podcast each and every day. It's every single weekday morning when you wake up. This is Locked On Vols. So our conversation, and I asked Lewis about it here in segment number two, as you guys just heard, you know, who's the face of Tennessee football? It's really interesting, and it's something I didn't really plan on talking about this week,
But it's something that just kind of started snowballing that I've gotten a lot of interaction with. And as we spoke in segment number one, it's pretty difficult to kind of answer that question right now. So I posed it on Twitter. What, with this current roster, who is the face of Tennessee football right now? And I've gotten so much interaction with this, and I thank you guys so much. Tim Smith chimes in, at Bayless Jr., at Darrell Middleton, at Alante Taylor. We spoke about Alante Taylor. I think that's where the conversation really does begin, though I wouldn't say that he is it. Bayless Jones Jr. is a guy that is a great representative of Tennessee football right now, and Darrell Middleton, his standing with the team is kind of up in the air right now, so I wouldn't really put him in that category. Richard says Heupel. Couldn't agree more. That'd probably be my pick right now, just considering everything. Tyler chimes in, Bailey or Bayless Jones. They seem like the guys after spring practice, but that could change. Wouldn't be a bad thing for the quarterback to finally be the face again. I really couldn't agree more there, Tyler. I think your team is best whenever the quarterback is the face of your team. That means he's a good player, he's a good leader, he's good with the media, all those boxes I checked out, but Tennessee's just not there right now. So Harrison Bailey or Bayless Jones Jr.? Harrison Bailey, another one, chiming in at Locked On Vols. And Harrison Bailey, he is a guy that played very well in the spring, in the spring game. As I've told you guys on this podcast, I think he started slow, and that's fine. It's not where you start, it's where you finish. I think he is getting better as a quarterback overall because he's got some good quarterback coaching right now and Joey Halsey and Josh Heupel. I don't think he's the best fit for exactly what this coaching staff wants to do, but as they've said and they've reiterated numerous times, whichever quarterback is the guy, they're going to fit the scheme around him, so I don't think this is going to be an issue. I do think Harrison Bailey struggled in certain scrimmages during the spring. When it was a very vanilla defense during the spring game, he looked awesome. And give him credit, he made the throws and he threw them well. And so Harrison Bailey's getting a lot of run. We'll hear that name a little bit more as we go on throughout these responses. But Harrison Bailey is a guy that I can see, yeah, but he needs to start some games to play at a higher level. So we'll have to see if he is the starting quarterback this fall. I think Jones, that's from John Bailey. Yep, Bayless Jones Jr. Coach Heupel from Daddy Dave on VFL. And so Josh Heupel getting another one. Gage Green chimes in with Kennedy Chandler. Yep, that's a good one. That's a good one, not for the football team, but that could be a good one down the line for basketball for sure if he hangs around. Brandon Head, Mike Eckler. I mean, can't really argue with the man. He is all over social media. Mike Eckler, that's a funny one. Vol Bandit says Bayless, Hyatt, or Harrison, honestly. And All Vol Recruiting chimes in and says Bayless Jones or Jalen Hyatt. So those are some good responses from at Locked On Vols. We will go to my quote tweet of it, and where I said question for tomorrow's pod. Matt Beard chimes in at LSU Matt 11. He does not listen to this podcast, but he is a P1 radio listener to the starting lineup on the Sports Animal. I like Matt. He chimes in with a gif of Jerry Garantano. Well, that is just simply not the case anymore there, Matt. Hole in the Roof, big listener of the pod. Appreciate you, man. Josh Heupel's my answer. That's my answer as well. Corey Varner says Josh Heupel. Brian T says nobody. And, I mean, yeah, that is the true answer for me, in my opinion. It's nobody, and that's why I default to the head coach in Josh Heupel. It's nobody. Harrison Smith says Bayless Jones Jr. Lane chimes in, there isn't one until we see what they can do on the field. They're all covered with face masks with unknown numbers until someone proves they are a dog or the dog. So let me see it first, then we'll have this conversation. That's what Lane is saying, and you know, I like that response. And Keldon Halverson says Salter hands down. Oh, Salter could be down the line. Certainly not right now when you haven't taken one rep for your team and you haven't had one practice for your team and you're still currently suspended from your team, but that's going to change soon. So I like some of these funny answers, and that's why I love doing engagement on social media, because I bring it to the podcast and it makes for a pretty good segment. So you're seeing a couple of different names, but the ones we're hearing the most, Alante Taylor, Harrison Bailey, Bayless Jones Jr., really on social media, didn't get any Cade Mazes, which is surprising. I know he plays offensive line, but didn't get any Cade Mazes. Ooh, I left one out that I think this is going to be funny. I can't find it. Someone said, I'll remember it. Someone said, well, after the spring game, I don't see how you can't see anybody other than Jack Jancic. And I mean, yeah, two receptions, 136 yards, and a touchdown. That's getting it done for the local product here in Knoxville. And so I appreciate all the engagement here on social media. But seriously, if you haven't really thought about it yet, who is the face of Tennessee football. It's a problem when we're having to spend a 30-minute podcast discussing who it could be and talking about some different options, because that means you don't have one. And that's just kind of where Tennessee football is right now, with the departures of the roster turnover, the additions, the nutrition, the new coaching staff. It is what it is, but you got to find some of those guys to lead this team and to be that guy, to be the face of Tennessee football. Right now, there's nobody. That's why I say Josh Heupel, but hopefully we won't have to have this conversation a couple more times, especially when those guys get on the field September the 2nd, Thursday night, and start playing. So, fun conversation, guys. I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much for your engagement, and really looking forward to a fun show on Friday. We'll check in with Mike Wilson of the Knoxville News Sentinel, covering the Tennessee baseball team, number one Arkansas to number four Tennessee at Lindsey Nelson Stadium. A packed house, 100% capacity. It's going to be a whole lot of fun, so looking forward to that conversation. And a Friday show, as always. Don't forget, 5-Star Friday. Get your reviews in at Apple Podcasts. Really do appreciate it. And when we are done here in just a couple of seconds, I encourage you guys to check out Locked On Today Podcast. When and where will the A's move? That's the cue of the day on the Locked On Podcast. Get all the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today Podcast. Follow the Locked On Today Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Guys, really appreciate it, man. And guys and gals, thank you so much for listening. It's always fun, and we'll do it again tomorrow. Until then, have a great rest of your Thursday, everybody.